everyone, it's Stacy here, ready to bring you more Girl Scout tools, resources, and support. We're here with episode 3, Who Puts the Risk in Risk Taker? First, we have a few announcements. Happy Girl Scout Week to everyone. If you haven't been following along yet, check out our Facebook page where we've been celebrating Girl Scout Week every day. You can find us at facebook.com/allthingsgs. And then a heads up to mark your calendar for National Bridging Week, May 4th through the 11th. This is a new nationwide initiative to align as many of our bridging ceremonies as possible in 1 week. We have a lot of bridging resources coming your way to help you plan your ceremony. We just posted an article this week about the Bridging Awards, and there's more on the way. So you can find those resources at allthingsgirlscouts.com. In the meantime, you can go back to our episode of Silver and Gold, which is all about bridging. And you can find those old episodes and resources on the Silver and Gold website, which is silverandgoldpodcast.com. So I have a question for you. Are you familiar with G-I-R-L? Yes, that spells the word girl, of course, but it also stands for what our girls stand for. Go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, and leader. So today, we're going to be talking about risk in risk-taker, our letter R in G-I-R-L. We're going to press the pause button on the "they can't do that" reflex we feel inside when we see something dangerous, scary, or even just something that's out of the ordinary or that girls don't usually do for themselves. And we're going to talk about how we can let girls do things for themselves, take risks, and keep everyone safe all at the same time. When we're thinking about risk, it means a lot of different things to us. Risk of minor harm, risk of major harm, risk of time lost or missing out on something. As a troop leader, one of your biggest roles is keeping the girls safe, which means you're thinking about risk all the time. At the same time, we're asking you to let girls take the lead and let them do things themselves, which is learning by doing. Sometimes this might feel like a total contradiction, and we generally side with low risk over a hands-on experience, but we need to think of the pros and cons on all sides. So here's a question. Do girls need to experience risk? According to the Girl Scout movement, the answer is yes. The R in G-I-R-L is for risk taker after all. Our goal is for girls to take appropriate risks, try things even if they might fail, and learn from mistakes. So how do you give a girl risk opportunities that don't give you, as the leader, heart palpitations? And how do you make those risky moments count so girls learn from them? Here's lesson one, by the book. Girl Scouts have already assessed risk for a ton of activities. You may have heard of a little document called Safety Activity Checkpoints. Each checkpoint covers safety guidelines for a different activity. Most checkpoints follow a similar format. Let's take swimming, for instance. It covers whether or not you need council approval to do this activity, what age levels can participate. For swimming, you don't need approval, and all age levels can do it. There is an about section explaining why your troop might like swimming, where you might go to do it. There are even links to swimming resources like swimming games, lifeguard training, and water safety resources. It gives you advice on how to adapt the activity if you have girls with disabilities. Then it covers your safety guidelines. It tells you about needing a lifeguard and how many you need for the size of your group. It tells you the same for swim watchers who are attentive adults to help keep an eye on everyone. There's advice for testing swimming abilities and a list of safety reminders to think about when you arrive, like following no diving or no running rules, or making sure the area is free of dangerous debris. Lastly, it reminds you of safety gear that you might need, like water rescue equipment for the lifeguard. So here's how to use safety activity checkpoints during girl planning. When you're planning for a pool party, for example, talk to your girls about risk and safety. Whether you have them look at the actual checkpoint or not is probably based on their age and reading abilities, but you can lead a discussion when planning about what you need to be safe during a pool party. Check their list of reminders against the checkpoint. Odds are they'll have come up with even more safety ideas. But if they've missed something, you can introduce it and then learn together. Lesson 2 is to be prepared. The Girl Scout motto never lets us down. Being prepared is all about managing risk. Imagine you and your girls are planning for a short hike. Keep the girls in the loop as you manage the risk so they learn how it's done. Did you make a packing list? Turn that task over to the girls. Add reminders where needed, but let them put the bug spray, sturdy shoes, sunscreen, and all that jazz on the list. Ask questions from time to time like, what would happen if we didn't bring that along? So they can work out what the consequences might be. Do you have an emergency plan? Have the girls practice the plan during a meeting, or even have them make the plan with you, especially if they've practiced one before. They can definitely make one step by step. This allows for all kinds of things. Girls are more likely to follow an emergency plan or adhere to the packing list if they were part of making it. It's not a list of things someone told them to bring. It's a list of things they decided with their friends, of things that will keep them safe and let them have the most fun. Did you know Stacy Simpson Consulting offers a wide variety of training resources? We get requests frequently for our live one-hour webinars on things like volunteer toolkit basics, how to involve parents, and implementing a girl-led troop. Because of all these requests, we've put together two different annual packages of webinars that offer enrichment and new leader skill building throughout the year. If you're a council staff member and would like to know more about our annual packages or about custom trainings, contact us at stacysimpsonconsulting.com. Lesson 3, the most dangerous time. A friend of mine was telling me about helping her dad on the roof as a kid. She was maybe in middle school and he was fixing something on top of the garage. He laid out all the rules, got her oriented, and she got to work. After working together for about 15 minutes, he put down his supplies and they stopped their work to talk. "This is the most dangerous time," he said. "When you first got up here, you were very aware of your surroundings. It was new. You were careful. But now that it's been a little bit, I can tell. You're more comfortable. This is the dangerous part because once you get comfortable, it's easier to make mistakes and get hurt." That woman is now an archery instructor and she uses two lessons from that when she instructs. First, if something is risky, tell the girls that it's risky. When she teaches archery, she gives instructions and does a tutorial and always includes the words, "This is dangerous." The girls still get to participate, they'll have fun, but the rules are important and it's so important that they must follow them. And two, the most dangerous part is when the girls get the hang of it. Their first round or two of target practice, the girls generally follow the rules really well. It's still new and awkward and they just heard the rules. But once they get a routine, they start to make mistakes. They're less careful carrying their arrows. They grab their bow before the whistle blows. They become a little bit less attentive, and that's the perfect time to remind them. Just because nothing bad has happened yet and you're having fun does not mean that the activity is any more safe than it was before. You have to stay attentive and focus on safety always. Lesson 4, the what ifs. Yes, we want girls to learn about risk, how to reduce it, how to address it, but we also don't want reasonable risk to paralyze them. You may find a girl who won't do something because, what if? What if I fail? What if I do it wrong? What if X, Y, Z? A good way to address this is to walk through the what if with her. Maybe they're doing a small talent show for each other at a troop meeting, and you have a girl who doesn't want to take a risk of looking silly in front of her friends. Find out what her what if is. What if they don't like it and make fun of me? You can't make her take that risk, and in the end, she still might not, but you can help her think through what's going to happen. If you do your talent and they don't like it, what will happen? And what if that happens, how will you feel? Do you think that that feeling will go away after a little while. Then show her the other side of the risk. Did the girls clap for other girls' talents? What if they clap for your talent? And what if they cheer? How would you feel then? And you can even share that you think, especially at Girl Scouts, it's okay to be scared, but all your Girl Scout sisters care about you and want you to try new things. They're probably going to be really excited about your performance. As for us adults, the what-if scenario is good for us too. What if gets in the way of us letting our girls do things they want to do? For instance, your junior troop is making a meal in the lodge kitchen, and a few girls are assigned to chop veggies. But what if someone cuts themselves? This might have you totally stressed out. Remind yourself, though, of the safety that you've put in place. You gave the girls instructions on safe cutting. You have an adult supervising that area. What if an accident still happens and she cuts herself? Well, the adult supervising will help her out with some first aid. Odds are it will be totally minor and she'll be just fine. If a little worse than minor, your first aid kit and your emergency plans are there for a reason. But odds are, with the safety lesson and an attentive adult, all will end well. Lesson 5. Mistakes were made. The last piece of risk-taking is accepting mistakes and recovering from them. Girl Scouts is a safe place to fail. We want our girls to be willing to try hard things and try new ideas, which means they will fail. Making mistakes can be emotionally draining. This mistake has ended the world as we know it, is certainly not the response we want to role model for our girls. It's okay to be sad that things didn't work. It's important to reflect on why, and it's most important to try again. The engineering journey is a perfect method for taking risks and failing. All right, everyone, thanks so much for joining me today for episode 3. I would love to hear how your troop embraces risk-taking and how your girls are doing. So hop over to Facebook and share your story with us. We're at facebook.com/allthingsgs. You can also find us on Instagram at the same name, allthingsgs. And you can find all of our resources on allthingsgirlscouts.com. Until next time, I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you do for your girls and for encouraging them to be brave risk takers. Talk to you next time.